it's you. Did you really come here to rescue me? Oh, that necklace. I want one like that. If it was a wedding present, I suppose you'll be returning it to him once the two of you divorce. Won't you?
So, I think Luke has just asked me out? I know. He's been single for like 5 minutes, and he's broken the heart of pretty much every other girl we know, and yes, I have deep-rooted daddy issues. But can't I just have one more messy situationship before I sort my life out?
Hello, Mr. Genie. Ajax, I will now proceed with a wish. And said wish is for infinite wishes. Thank you.
When I was a girl, I would walk along the riverbank and put my feet in the water after a long day threshing wheat in the field. My village was quite a big village, really. But everyone knew everyone else's names. The Reverend always stopped and said hello.
Oh, Mr. Bombastein, we know why your eyes are green. Someone else had a sweeter voice. Someone else was the king's new choice.
The other reason I'm excited is that I've got a proper case to solve now, not a made-up one. My cat has been catnapped.
I've never had a true friend. Not one that lasted. Would you like to be my friend?
Why not? Oh, are you scared of me?
Just because I blended the brains of all my old friends for a protein burst in my morning smoothie doesn't mean I was going to do that to you. But maybe now I will. Prepare to be pureed.
Good old Seabrook didn't rat me out, it seems. Brownies weren't the only things I asked him for. Apparently, one of his old classmates from back in the day was really into puzzles. He set up some kind of secret puzzle in the history classroom years ago, and Seabrook never figured it out. Let's see if I can.